If, God forbid, something bad or even fatal happened in a nursing home to a loved one, you might assume that you could sue in court to recover damages and hold an institution accountable for abuse or negligence. But in many cases, you would be wrong. In the fine print of the contract you or your loved one signed upon admission, there might have been a provision preventing you from suing the institution and forcing you into binding arbitration. Well, the Obama administration proposed banning such arbitration provisions, increasing the exposure and responsibility of nursing homes for the welfare of their residents. But on Monday, a 60-day open comment period came to a close for a proposed rule change by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services under the Trump administration that would once again allow nursing homes to require that residents sign a contract stipulating that any disputes be settled through pre-dispute arbitration agreements. Nursing homes with 1.5 million residents could be affected by the future of this rule. Remington A. Gregg is counsel for civil justice and consumer rights at Public Citizen, a nonprofit advocacy organization. Mr. Gregg, first of all, welcome.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Secondly, how does this rule change things? Is it just restoring the status quo, or does it take it farther?
Well, it takes it farther because the Obama administration's prohibitions against forced arbitration clauses was explicit. So if the Trump proposal goes through and rolls back those explicit protections, it will basically be a signal, explicit acceptance that nursing homes can say to the prospective resident, you must sign this to waive away your rights in order to get in here, or even possibly, we just don't know, to current residents, hey, if you want to stay here, you have to sign away your rights.
Now, this is different from the way hospitals are exposed under malpractice if an employee does something that causes a patient harm, right?
Right. So forced arbitration clauses are ubiquitous in society nowadays. If you want to get a cell phone, if you want to get a loan to send your kid to college, you're going to have to sign a contract. In the nursing home context, this rule is particularly shameful and dastardly because it says if you are the victim of abuse or a negligence, a neglect, that instead of being able to vindicate your right, you're going to have to go into these secretive proceedings. It really is the privatization of our justice system.
Now, you say it's shameful and dastardly, but the nursing home industry would say, oh, come on. If something happens in a nursing home, these people are close to the end of their lives anyway. Why should it be a, tort damages circus for lawyers to make millionaires out of people who something unfortunate happened in the nursing home?
Well, that's just a straw man argument. So the Obama administration, when it finalized its rule, said that this was incredibly important for two big reasons. Now, first, I should step back and say that during that comment period, they received more than 9,000 comments. An overwhelming amount of comments said ban forced arbitration. They looked at the literature and they studied it. This was a fact-based analysis, a rulemaking decision. So what this does is it says, hey, there's an unequal balance of power when it comes to nursing homes. What happens when you're looking for a nursing home? Oftentimes, you are in a hospital or your loved one's in the hospital and you need to give them care because they can't take care of themselves.
You're in an emotional state where you could be potentially vulnerable.
Right, exactly. And the private system, I want to explain this to be very clear, the difference between the two. So in arbitration versus going to court, there's an arbitrator that's often chosen by the company. Now, the arbitrator has an incentive for repeat business because it's a business. So they want to keep the companies on their good side. Arbitration doesn't require the same level of evidence. It doesn't require arbitrators to look at certain evidence. There is very, very few times where you can appeal a decision versus a court. So the deck is really stacked against you when you go into these secretive proceedings.
Now, one of the things that is clear in this story here that was reported in the literature about the industry and as part of the coverage of healthcare is that the nursing home lobby is really alive and well and working very, very hard in this whole healthcare debate. Yes?
That is correct. And we've seen that both in the court system and we've seen it on Capitol Hill. And this isn't unique. You know, one consistency of this new administration is putting corporations ahead of people. And in this nursing home context, they're putting profits over people.
What happens to this rule now? What's the next step here that would determine whether this goes into place or whether something more like the Obama administration's proposal gets adopted.
Mm-hmm. So on Monday, we, Public Citizen, filed our comments, and we've been leading the way on this along with our partners. Those comments said, hey, you need to implement this rule as it stands. There is an overwhelming amount of evidence that forced arbitration is harmful, that it is an unequal balance of power. Just about everyone believes that that's the fact, except for nursing homes. So implement the rule as it stands. So if they did that, we would likely see the nursing home industry continue to sue the government. So what happened last year was the nursing home industry sued the government in a federal court in Mississippi, and that court halted the rule. So if this rule was to go into place, that litigation would continue. The second option is that they write a whole new rule that reverses all these critical protections. And if that happens, they have to meet a very high bar to change the rule. And it's not just that there's a change in administration. And I don't think they could meet that bar. And if they do change the rule, we will be there to ensure that they explain why they did it, that it wasn't arbitrary, it wasn't capricious, as the standard goes. And if they can explain that, we'll take all options that we can.
Remington A. Gregg is counsel for civil justice and consumer rights at Public Citizen, a nonprofit advocacy organization. Remington, thanks so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
We asked you, have you taken a case to court for your family in a nursing home facility?
This is Steve Burns in Philadelphia. My father is currently taking legal action against a nursing home in New Jersey for neglecting my grandfather. My grandfather was moved from home to home during an intense bout of dementia and a traumatic suicide attempt due to a terrible cocktail of prescription antipsychotics. The lack of care my grandfather received was abhorrent. The only way our family members will be comfortable and happy in nursing homes is if we watch out for them every step of the way.
Indianapolis, Indiana said, my mom was laying in her bed with no clothes on. The temperature in the room was like 62 degrees, so I went off and had words with the caretakers. The manager swore it would never happen again. 2 weeks later, the same thing happened again. About a month later, they mailed a check to me in my mother's name for about $2,700, but I moved her to another facility. You can tweet us at The Takeaway, and for a complete list of all the ways you can take part in this program and conversation, check out the Connect with The Takeaway button on our website.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.